It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm going to get something to drink. You want anything?
Stay positive and on.
Yeah. Give me some porn.
Okay.
Get me something really nasty, too. I don't want any of that airbrush.
Okay,
here's a 20. Get yourself a little treat, too. Get yourself a fag rag.
All right, I will.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right.
Got our first buzz coming up here. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. Let's go to Doug in St. Louis. Doug, how are you?
Great. How are you today, Mike?
I couldn't be better. I'm recovering from my terrible, tragic...
That's horrible, yeah.
Auto accident.
When do you get the cast off?
Soon. Maybe by January.
Is that collar uncomfortable?
Yeah, it makes it hard to turn left and right.
But he stopped licking himself.
I'm doing fine. No, thanks for putting the cone on my head.
That's the cone, Buzz.
Doug, what can we do for you in St. Louis, Missouri?
I was calling to comment on last night's Celebrity Family Feud. Did you see it?
Do you know the Family Feud, the new incarnation, even after we had Al Roker on the show and he was a great guest, mm-hmm. I unfortunately have not watched it one single time.
It's off my radar. I don't like the construction of it.
I agree. Well, I like the game.
Yeah.
What happened last night?
Ed McMahon was on there with his neck brace and his family.
How pathetic.
Played against Deion Sanders. It was like watching programming from hell.
Oh, my God. How horrible. Mm-hmm. Ed, yeah. Was he even able to move?
He's real stiff, and, I mean, it's one of those that just keeps him stiff straight up, you know.
Oh, how sad. That is so sad. Horrible.
How were his answers?
I can't. He did okay.
Beth Ann, you're going heavy on the headphones. Please come in if you watched it, all right? Instead of saying, of course, here's our producer.
Sorry.
She watched the show. You watched the. Yeah. Beth Ann gets on my headphones like super loud, and I hear,
he won.
Yeah, they won.
He won. Ed McMahon won.
So the McMahon family won.
But you know
what
the most annoying thing about the headphone is? You only get it in your right ear.
Yeah, it's terrible. So how was it, Beth Ann? Hey, Doug, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in St. Louis.
Beth Ann called me all excited last night to remind me that Japanese game show was on.
And then I didn't watch it.
And then she
didn't
watch it.
No one in this room watched Japanese game show.
It is tough to watch. I don't mind Wipeout, but Japanese game show is bad to watch.
So how are you finding the feud?
It's okay. I watched the Kardashians.
Right.
You know, that was okay. You know, it depends on
who's the
celebrity.
I made when we had Al Roker on. Tough pull getting those people on.
Right. The whole family. There's so many of them. Yeah. But I thought he was going to be playing for the Ed McMahon Foundation,
really?
So they don't lose the house.
Yeah.
But he was smart. He's very thin. He doesn't look well. He's got his little neck brace on.
He's old. His cone.
And he had his son there with him, and his wife was there. His son looks older than
Jeff McMahon.
The mom.
Jim.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Jim
McMahon. Was his son wearing sunglasses?
No.
All right. Just there's an old Jim McMahon joke. That's all right.
I'm with you.
I think that's all that timely anymore. That's how old I'm getting. So that's it?
That was it, and they won.
And the Japanese game show, Rob didn't watch it, you didn't watch it, Buzz didn't watch it, and I didn't watch it.
I taped it.
I can give you audio from it if you want.
Yeah, let's hear some audio from it. I want to see it. I missed it last night. I was having a wonderful, lengthy discussion with the love of my life, and we were, you know, talking about our lives.
If I may so briefly beforehand, the problem with Japanese game show is it's too much like Big Brother.
Okay.
Because all the contestants live in a house, of course.
Oh,
Tokyo,
see that? What the hell? That
course.
Sucks then. See, they've ruined it, right? You don't even have to describe it. They've ruined it by doing
but
that.
But when they get on the Japanese game show, there's magic.
Green Monkey Team to Yellow Penguin Team, down the stage!
Okay, I like that part. All right.
Now, what's happening?
So is it followed by they go, like, to an interview?
Yeah.
And when Peter and I got on the set, we didn't know what to expect.
Exactly.
That crap.
I wanted to win so bad, and I knew that I had victory in my future. Cut to this.
He is in the Green Monkey Team. Cassie, new monkey in the middle.
See, they don't need any of the Big Brother
crap.
You're
right. You're exactly right.
Why do the reality show? You know why? Because it's easy and it's lazy, and they think that it's going to be entertaining when it's really not. I am so tired of the interview portions of reality shows where they go,
we don't care.
Hi, back home, I don't have an important enough job, and I don't care about people that are close to me, so I've abandoned them for 30 days.
That's right.
And that's why I'm going to talk about myself, because really that's all that really matters in my world is me.
And then cut to this.
Hi,
We have a special prize for you. You will visit Shinto Shrine and meet Shinto Priest.
Priest!
So you feel the spirit of ancient Japanese energy.
Now, this is sad here.
You're going to have to make mochi all day long tomorrow. Gambatte! You remember mochi? You chewed it in the first game. Now you get to see how it's made. Have fun.
Have fun.
And that's like the best English over in Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you get to see how it's made. It's fantastic. I'm going to watch that show when I get a chance.
The other problem with I Just Survived a Japanese Game Show, you think the color is off on your television.
Because it's that bad.
So
does anybody besides Beth Ann watch this show?
Well,
we haven't heard from anybody.
I didn't watch it last night.
You mean you TiVo'd it?
Yeah.
Did you really tape it?
No, I TiVo'd it.
Why are you saying you taped it?
Because she's old.
I swear to God. Like, I didn't sound old enough with a Jim McMahon joke.
The first time I saw it, the contests were First was like people sitting on eggs,
right.
And then the other one was a guy on a tricycle on a treadmill, and he had to pedal fast enough because if he didn't, the treadmill, you see, if you pedal on the treadmill, you stay still.
Right.
But if you stop pedaling, you were thrown into oil.
Oh, see, I like that.
Yeah.
I like the actual game show end of it, but don't make it like Big Brother. I totally agree with you. Let's go to Doug, Modesto, California. Doug, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, guys. How are you?
We're wonderful. What can we do for you?
Hey, I'm calling about your ringtone.
Yeah.
To make it a ringtone. What you do is when you go to your text message, you hit your option button.
Yeah.
And then it gives you options. You can save it as a picture, a background, or you can set it as a ringtone.
I save it as a picture, but I didn't know how to transfer the picture into the ringtone.
Do you want the music or the picture coming up too as like
a No, I don't need a picture ID? Because it's just like a little diagram of a speaker. It's like the icon, the avatar for a ringtone. It's nothing but that. So I'm going into my pictures right now. All right. I'm not sure now that I know it's Dixie though that Rob hit me to that.
Did he send it to you as an actual text message?
You sent it to me as picture mail.
You know what would be a good ringtone for you, Mike?
What's that?
Is this.
Stop. Stop. God. OCC. That was shoehorn another sound into the show. There we go. Jam it right in there. Is there any way I can do this properly?
Yeah, you should be able to go to open your picture message.
Yeah.
And then hit the option button while it's playing or whatever you're viewing it. And then they should have the set as a...
All right, thank you. Thank you, Brad. Thank you. I'll try that. Thanks so much, Doug. Couldn't stand talking to Doug anymore. Hey, we got to get Buzz on here. We're going to play Pyramid today, $25 pyramid. Rob, this is very, very dangerous.
Where's the pyramid?
Because I was involved in an auto accident.
Didn't fall. It's resting.
I wasn't here for the rehearsal today, so apparently the rules, Beth Ann made a tragic error in judgment and is like, transferred the rule responsibility over to Bobo Spiewak.
This will fail.
Dr. Pepper.
How are we going to do this today? How are we going to play the game?
We will need three contestants on the phone.
Not right now.
No, when we play, we will need three contestants on the phone.
Yes. Why are you being so soft-spoken?
Each one will choose one of us to be a partner.
Now,
we'll remain partners through the first round.
Gotcha.
They will choose a category from the big board.
Okay.
And then we have to get as many of the seven as you get. You'll get two chances. So you get best of 14.
Uh-huh.
And the person who wins that round, Beth Ann, wins?
Yes. $12.50.
Very good.
$12.50.
Are you guys going to remember this? I swear to God, I'm getting a headache already.
You asked for it.
I know.
And then the person and their partner go on to the pyramid round.
Uh-huh.
And if you can climb the pyramid in
you get
25
bucks.
$25.
Wow. All right.
But
and we'll
no
use,
what,
we'll
you
use this
12:50.
Thing, right,
of
for
course.
The 60 seconds. Okay,
yes.
All right, so that's it.
Round
right,
one, you have 30 seconds. In round two.
Okay, all right, okay, fine. Yeah,
okay,
it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. We're going to do it.
Okay.
I'm ready. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. $25 pyramid coming up on the show. So let's get our buzz on. Yes, Rob.
And you have a cuckoo sound.
I have a cuckoo sound. Yeah, Rob's very happy about that. All right, this sound.
That's terrific.
Yes, thank you. Do you just want me to go home today?
No.
Would that be helpful?
No, that would break my heart.
Maybe it sounds like this, the sound that I didn't get to play that I wanted to play. All right, here's Buzz Burbank with our first buzz of the day.
Viagra just never seemed to do for women what it did for men.
Until now,
Viva Viagra!
A new study has found that women on antidepressants may benefit from taking those little jagged pills.
So if the antidepressants aren't working, take another pill on top of that that's designed to help men get wood.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, it's, and we're talking about women here. All so right. Men, step aside for a moment. If a woman is on antidepressants
yes.
and she has lost her ability to achieve that magical moment,
right.
if she takes Viagra, now a new study says that will help.
You know, I understand exactly what you're saying, Buzz, but it would seem to me, mm-hmm. you know, as someone who a long time ago had a nickname known as Paxil,
mm-hmm.
A medication yes. I was on for maybe mm-hmm. a week mm-hmm. Before I said F this because I couldn't, you know, get
yes.
that done.
Couldn't,
it just yeah. seems to me, you know, why don't you, you take a drug to go to sleep, you take mm-hmm. a drug to get up in the morning,
right.
and then you're taking a drug because you're depressed and it diminishes your sexual function, so you take another drug on top of that so you get your sexual function back.
Never
your
heard Elvis.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you turn out, your stomach's going to sound like gravel.
Well, apparently, there are some people, some women, who need antidepressants, but when they take them, then they lose their ability to have that magical moment. A second pill they've found in this new study will get that back. Could you use some water?
No, I'm just, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. I was.
You look like a man desperately thirsty.
Bethann, do we have an intern standing by anywhere?
I know we do. I see
Could
him.
You send an intern in, please?
You know, if that is the case, if that proves to be true,
uh-huh.
I bet you in the near future they'll be like, Viagra D or antidepressant V,
well,
they will build it into the pill.
Well, I'll let you know about that. Let me finish telling the story.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just asking for an intern, and of course, the intern's mother came in instead.
That's right.
I'm curious. Where do we have interns standing by?
What's up,
or is, you know, as Peter decided he's taking the day off today?
We're warming 10 gallons of water for the fish.
So what are they doing? Are they stirring it like soup?
They're sitting
one,
in it.
Well, only one. Who's the intern?
Andrew.
Oh, it's Drew?
Yeah.
Where is Drew?
He's warming the water down the hall.
How does one warm the water? By speaking
just out
to
of curiosity.
We have our method.
I would like to know. I know that you're warming the water
right.
for the fish that are going to eat the feet.
Mm-hmm.
How is it being warmed?
Okay. It's in plastic containers.
Right.
Because it has to be spring water.
Right.
And we're putting them in larger containers and filling that with really hot water. So he has to run up to the kitchen.
Is nope. this McBrittian?
No, I explained this to her.
No, yes. This is the visor in your head.
Wait a minute. You've got water, spring water.
Yeah, yeah. 2 gallon containers.
Then you're filling it with really hot water. How are you? Is the hot water spring water?
No. The spring water is remaining in the container.
And you're putting the container in a tub of hot water.
Right.
Oh, okay. I understand. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, when Drew gets available, I'd like to get another one of these Aquafina.
Oh, here.
He sure
splashes.
Looks thirsty.
Huh? But Matt Goldstein got me the wrong one. I like the sparkling one. I really do. I'm sorry. I've had a car accident.
Who doesn't like
I have a major head injury. I'm having trouble focusing on the show. I'm sorry, Buzz. I'll pay attention to you now.
It's all right. The study found that, as the AMA had said, Viagra won't help women increase their desire or arousal, but
yeah.
this new study says it will help them achieve that special moment if the antidepressants seem to be holding it back.
Okay.
In both men and women, antidepressants can produce problems with sex drive and performance, especially Prozac, Paxil, and Celexa.
I know this for a fact. I had this happen with Paxil, and mm-hmm. I was off it a week later. And then I realized that I was a truly happy human being, and there was no need for medicine. There was
That's
no
right.
need for
and,
medicine.
And you're fine. You seem to
yes,
be fine.
Yes, I may have
me.
Been going through a divorce at the time, mm-hmm. and I was a little down, and I was a little low. But, you know, I realized very suddenly after that as soon as I was able to do that mm-hmm. most of the time, in fact, all of the time at that particular time in my life alone,
yes.
I was quite content after that. It's a very important thing to be able to do, don't you know?
And well, be content.
What's yes. the point in starting something you can't finish?
Exactly,
Rob. Exactly right.
And about what you were saying, Rob, despite this new study, Pfizer says it will not ask that Viagra be legally prescribed for women, so the search for the right pill for women continues.
So okay. no doctor can prescribe it for a woman?
He can as a heart medicine or something, but not for that purpose.
I venture
no.
to say...
Heart or hard?
Heart.
Oh, okay.
Which is what it was originally.
If you broke out the side effects on both those medications
uh-huh.
and just read them side by side. If you started with Viagra and then you went through
screaming.
Paxil,
yes.
I mean, it'd be astonishing. And now there's another one. God, what is the latest one? It might be for breathing. It actually, there's a new one
well,
out
that
there
is
for COPD, which is, you know, like emphysema. It's another
okay.
fancy word for emphysema.
Emphysema.
But no, there's every day it seems there's a new drug company coming out
sure.
with some different kind of thing.
In
I'll try to remember the name of this. And when we get on a riff, we'll do our fake drug names, which is always a lot of fun.
I love pills.
Mm-hmm. Pills are a blast.
And is beer pong the reason oral herpes is up 230% among college students?
Oh, no, no, no,
Oh, no! That's gross. I just played that.
The center, so did I.
I played that in the hallway with that skanky guy that Big Owen Dukes brought in.
I played it in that same hall.
Oh, that's gross. Day. Double. Okay, go ahead.
What have you, I always
look
told
at the
you
joy on his effing face to share this news. He knows this upsets
what
me.
What have I always told you about drinking games, Mike?
Yeah, I know.
You don't need a game to get drunk.
You don't, but they're fun,
you're,
Rob.
No, they're not.
They are fun. They are. You just like to sit there with your green bottles. You, Rob, I have to say something. When you're not on your diet, who do you spend most of you? Who's your best drinking buddy? It's the guy in the mirror, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's who it is. Oh, thank you very much. Sparkling, here it is.
It's a good year.
Sparkling Aquafina carbonated water beverage.
Yeah.
Berry Burst.
That's your favorite.
I am not a fan of the berry flavors normally because they're kind of a hybrid of a generic, nondescript fruit flavor.
And wasn't that your old DJ name?
Berry Burst? Notice. Great. Hi, it's the Berry Burst Show. Now, what a beautiful sunny morning on the Berry Burst Show get-together.
Notice how Mike changes when he drinks the Berry Burst.
Oh, okay.
There's the gulp and...
I can't feel my legs.
Very tiny country.
Then you've been playing beer pong.
I understand the whole country carpeted. I'm talking small. Okay, go ahead. I know we have to take a break. Yes, go ahead, Buzz.
The Centers for Disease Control says the increase is best attributed to beer pong, this 230% increase in oral herpes among college
CDC?
Students.
Mm-hmm. This is legit.
Oh, yeah. I don't make this stuff up.
Holy S. Really, this is a... This is a big story.
For those who don't know, it's the popular drinking game in which a ping pong ball is thrown into the opponent's cup of beer. If you make the shot, the other team has to drink. Team with the most beer at the end wins.
You have to bounce it, right? It has to bounce once?
Yeah, I think you
depending
can. No. You can do it on the fly, too. Mm-hmm. We did it the other day. We did it on the fly. This is what's causing...
Well,
so if a guy, some stinky, smelly, dirty... skanky guy or gal has herpes.
People
and then you're playing beer pong with them. They're going to transmit their herpes to you.
Well, people do keep using the same cups over and over again.
I'm really starting to freak out about that.
So
that is amazingly
the
scary.
CDC's recommending safe beer pong, in which only fresh cups are used all the time.
I agree with that.
Or it also recommends drinking via the waterfall method, where you literally pour the beer into your mouth without the cup ever touching your lips.
Okay, so the transmission is when
like
somebody
this.
Like if your partner. And usually you have a part. Yeah, Rob's. Rob, want
to
try that again?
Yeah, sure.
The waterfall, Rob will now pour the waterfall into his mouth.
See, there's nothing to it.
Let's listen. That was real. He gagged. Well, maybe we should try waterboarding. That'd be fun.
Waterboarding or waterfall?
That's a point. I hate to. I'm going a mile a minute now because I'm feeling better. But the fact is,
what's that Berry Blast?
Waterboarding. There's an article in Vanity Fair this month where one of the best I have ever seen. The reporter goes out and meets with these veterans, and they have their faces covered, and he gets waterboarded. And
it is
the most. I'm almost going to bring this in because if you want to think that it's not. You want me to break? Do you want me to break? Okay, I'll break. It's basically waterboarding is torture if you see this guy go through it. What was that?
Are we going to continue or are we done here?
We can continue a little bit. I mean, do you have anything? Can you possibly top herpes and beer pong?
I can always shock you.
Okay.
It's all your call. Whatever you
want
to
do. We'll see. We'll come back. We'll take a break.
All right.
And we'll come back maybe a little more buzz, but Johnny Ho might be here.
All right.
And, we want to get everything going.
Let's go
and
fishing.
I'll tell you more about that Vanity Fair story that I read, too, where the guy gets himself waterboarded. But it's flesh-eating fish when we come up next. Beth Ann, is Johnny Ho in the hallway?
Is Johnny Hall in the hallway?
What is this deal with alliteration that I'm doing? Is Mr. Ho in the happy hallway?
No ho.
Hanny, no ho?
Not yet.
That's not good. That's it.
When
hey,
he,
you know,
but when
here's
he gets
the deal.
Here.
I know this is a bit, but we don't have Johnny Ho yet. We need to break. Okay, she's giving me a signal. We need to break. Hopefully, flesh-eating fish and a little more buzz when we come back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.